Attention all business owners. David Nagel here with an important question. Are you tired of struggling with overwhelm, feeling like you can't create a steady income, and dealing with worry and anxiety because you don't have a solid plan? Believe me, I've been there, and no matter what level you're at, these are all symptoms of some larger internal issues at play. If you're ready to figure out what's blocking the success that you know is meant for you, I have the solution that you've been looking for. Join me at the Art of Success Summit on June 26th through 28th, live from the comfort of your own home or office. Now, over these three life-changing days, you'll learn how to overcome your terror barriers, identify your biggest blind spot, and create a plan to get you where you want to go in record time. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your business and your life. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses and our lowest ticket price, but that will increase very soon. Visit lifeisnowinc.com/summit to secure your spot today. Again, that's lifeisnowinc.com/summit. Hope to see you there. And now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey everybody, David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. We are in a world that needs something very specific, not only to change direction and make us a better society, but to make people the best that they can be. And that is boldness. Come on and give this a listen. It'll change your life.
You're listening to the Successful Mind Podcast.
Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hello, everyone. It's David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, by popular request, we are going to do a topic called being bold. It has been a past favorite of mine to speak on this. I've actually done a few keynote speeches on this over the years. If you're a person who is looking to have or was wondering if you could get me to come speak, there's a lot of topics that I can speak on. Just get a hold of us, and we will tell you how you can start that process going. I love speaking for people. I love helping people. So it's not always a financial commitment for you to do that. It really depends on your situation, what you're looking for, and if that's a meetup for us. Just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, being bold. I want to come from a couple of different directions on this. And one of the directions has to do with men today in this world, and not from an exclusionary standpoint of women, but I'm noticing something, and I have been for quite some time. I'm noticing people become more timid in general, and especially men. And there's just a lot of nonsense going out there when it comes to the idea of who we're supposed to be as individuals and who we're supposed to be in our respective genders, as if that makes any damn difference whatsoever to begin with, because you are whatever you are, right? So the idea of I have to be a certain way because society wants me to be a certain way is nonsense, and we're losing the boldness that is within within all humanity, within people, because we're living in a world that is making people so damn insecure about everything that they do, they're afraid to stand up for something and actually be bold. I'm going to give you some story around this, and then I'm going to give you some suggestions on what you can do here. And again, even though I do have a specific message, and I'll probably do another podcast that is specifically designed to men. I want to just kind of wave a little flag there for men to pay a specific attention to this, but this goes for both men and women. All right. In around 1996, I think it was, I was working for a company just outside of Chicago, and I was doing very well for myself, but I knew that my destiny was to be in business for myself. I just knew that in my soul. I didn't know what it was or what kind of business it was or where it would be or any of that. I definitely didn't even think that I would be doing what it is that I'm doing today. So I started off, like a lot of middle-class people do, getting introduced to network marketing. And, you know, again, this is before the internet came around and there was any of anything from that kind of a media perspective to get information in front of us. This was back in the day when you became a distributor for a company and you went and you made a 101 list and you went and started talking of people of influence and seeing if you could get them to join you in a dream. And it really was a dream. I remember when I first went to my very first meeting, it was an interesting time in my life. And the reason for that is that even though I don't talk about it that much anymore, it played a significant role in me being who I am today. I don't know that I would have become or achieved what I did if it hadn't been for this decision. And here's what the decision was. I was working for this petroleum company, and there was a guy that was working there. It was a friend of mine. His name was Tom Bellino. And he came up to me, and he was also a mentor of mine. He helped me get promoted out of driving a truck and getting into management and kind of taking me into that mentorship and helping me move up in the world, becoming a better man and a leader and all of that. And he said to me that he was involved with something that he would love for me to take a look at. And I had grown up within this experience because if you're from the Midwest, you're familiar with multi-level marketing, right? If you haven't been pitched at some point in your life, you know about it. And usually the opposite side of it is don't get yourself in a situation where you're going to get pitched multi-level marketing. And that also comes from a lot of ignorance, right? I was on the latter part of that deal. If MLM comes your way, do whatever you can. Don't get sucked into it, all that. I had never sat in a meeting or saw a business plan or been pitched, but I knew about it my whole life. I mean, you know, it was Avon and Amway and, you know, all the different ones that were out there. So he says to me, I got this this company that I'm working with. I'd love you to take a look at it. And I'm like, oh, no, not you, Tom. Not you. Really? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just really not that interested. I was still in that phase of life where I was afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. So you start making up excuses and stuff about why you can't do something and all that. Let's put it this way. I wasn't bold then. I was bold in certain situations, but not most of my life. I was still not very bold. But he was persistent. He was bold. He kept coming after me with it. And I'll tell you what he did that really kind of hooked me. Now, part of my reason for saying no was that I was definitely on a learning path. I had been into listening to Tony Robbins' personal power tapes for a couple years at that point. I had even gone to one or two Tony Robbins seminars back in the day. And I was in this learning phase, consuming information. I would listen to books all the time on tape in my car. I was listening to seminars all the time. I was reading books. I was devouring everything that I could get my hands on, trying to find a way out of the life that I was in and into a dream, right? Which I hadn't even really developed yet, but I just knew it wasn't what I was doing. Like, there's got to be a way out of this. So one day he comes up to me because he knew I was into the self-improvement stuff. Now, I also want to just make a little check mark here Self-improvement back then is not like it was, not like it is today. Today, you can't walk around a corner without bumping into somebody that's in self-improvement. It doesn't have, it really doesn't have a stigma to it. Although there's a lot of people out there that don't know what they're doing, that is true. There's coaches everywhere, which there probably shouldn't be. But regardless of that, back then there wasn't. There were a handful of people who'd been around for a long, long time. You had your Zig Ziglars, you had your Les Brown, you had Tony Robbins, you had Jim Rohn, you had Bob Proctor, and then there were a couple others, you know, and they ran the circuit. You know, Tony was the biggest. He did, you know, most of all of his own stuff, but he spoke at other people's conventions and, you know, stuff like that. So the only one that I really knew of kind of intimately was Tony, although I had seen Zig speak a couple of times, which was fascinating. And I think I heard a couple of tapes with Jim Rohn on it at that point, maybe a Les Brown. So he comes up to me and he says, "Have you ever heard of this guy?" And he hands me two cassette tapes. And on the cassette tapes, all it says is Bob Proctor live in Orlando. And I go, "Nope, never heard of him. What is it?" And I'm thinking to myself, this is some, you know, some other pitch thing that he's trying to get me with, right? And he said, no. He said, "I heard about him because he's spoken at some events from this network marketing company." He said, "But I didn't know who he was, and I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about what he was teaching." He said, "Give him a listen and let me know what you think, if you would." I said, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And I leave, and I worked, back in that day, I worked 100 miles away from work. So I had to drive 100 miles to work, 100 miles home from work. And I turned that into my learning center, right? My car became my self-development ashram, so to speak. I mean, I had my books on tape there. It was my time. That was not back when everybody had a phone with them. There was no phone in the car. So it was uninterrupted time for, you know, like 90 minutes, but 3 hours a day is what it was. So I'm going home and I put this tape in and I'm listening to this guy talk and he's captivating me almost from the word go. And the reason for this, specifically the reason for this, was because he had been the first person that I ever heard that was actually bringing the idea of spirit or God into the self-development and the business space. I had so many conflicting ideas in my mind about business because I was raised, like most people are raised, with this dualistic idea of business, right? You say, well, business is necessary, but then you hear constantly how business people are keeping the little man down and they're greedy and they're, you know, corporate raiders. And like, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And even to the point of sales, like I was trying to figure out, is sales itself even ethical? You hear about all these con men and businesses just pushing people to death to make sales. I had been part of that in a company that I had worked for. And I was trying to really rectify a lot of ignorance in my mind, and I didn't know what was true and what was not. So at that time, Tony Robbins wasn't talking about anything spiritual in what he was doing. And I had questions. I had really deep probing questions in my mind about how spirit moved into all of this information because I was raised Catholic. So even though I wasn't necessarily following Catholicism at that point in my life, I did when I was a kid. And I went to church, you know, did that twice a week thing, went to the catechism or the CCD, did all the sacraments, did the whole thing. And then I started moving into a more spiritual realm of my discipline after that. But I still had all these questions. And he was talking about how spirit played a role. And what spirit's role was and how it worked. And I am just riveted to what this guy is saying. And it was two tapes. I think it was close to 2 hours. I just pulled over and sat and listened to what he was talking about. And I thought to myself, everything that he's saying makes so much sense. I think in that hour and a half, 2 hours that I was listening to Bob Proctor on those tapes, probably 90% of my questions were eliminated because he put everything in such a logical sense of how it worked that it just removed all these blank spaces of questions that I had in my mind. And I literally felt at that point that I was being led in a very specific direction. So now I had this guy and I had my mentor at work. And what I did was I told him, I said, yeah, I'll go with you to this meeting, so to speak, and I'll have dinner with you. And I figured I would just go to get him off my back. Like, let me go. I told my wife, I'm not going to sign up for anything. I just want to be kind to him because he's been kind to me and he's really helped me out and that type of thing. But I went and I was listening to their pitch, right? That's what it was. It was a pitch. It was an hour, 90 minutes long, something like that. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I had never heard anything like that. Number two, it was talking about the spiritual idea of life. It was talking about people's dreams, how to get there. We weren't meant to be stuck. But a big part of this was having the boldness in your life to be able to go after what you wanted. And I realized, I consciously admitted to myself, I was absolutely terrified at this stage of my growth. Because it wasn't like I didn't have an idea of what this entailed if I went down this direction. So I'm just kind of sitting back and listening to this, and I was struck by the people that were speaking and how confident they were in what they were talking about, how confident they were in the things that they had done. And all I could think of was like, oh my God, I want that more than anything. I want that confidence. I want that knowing. I want to be able to step out and have conversations with people and be able to articulate myself that well. And I think that night, based on those two tapes and me going to that meeting that night, that set me on a completely different path on my journey. I was already on a path, but this opened up another door. And I began to go down that door. Now, I did. I joined the company, and I realized very quick that I had no boldness in myself at all. When I was a kid, I was a very gregarious kid. I used to talk all the time, and I was one of those kids that apparently talked too much because I was always getting reprimanded for just jabber-jawing, just talking. And what I ended up doing, instead of somebody showing me how to put that in balance, realizing that I probably have a gift there to some degree and pointing it in the right direction, it was just constant criticism about me talking so much. I got in trouble in school. I got in trouble at home. People were always telling me to shut up. Like, it was nonsense. And what I ended up doing was I started not talking unless somebody talked to me or I was in a situation. But I was not being gregarious. I was not talking. I literally all of a sudden realized I had almost a phobia about going up to an individual that I didn't know and trying to start a conversation. Now, I could go up to a person. I could say hi or please or thank you or you're welcome or I could do any of that. But I was terrified about going up to an individual I did not know and actually having a conversation. And I learned the message that I was learning at the time was that we had to be bold, right? There was this old saying, if you don't have the balls, you don't get the blue chips. I mean, it was a real message on boldness. And the guys that I was listening to at the time, and the women too, but I was a guy, I was looking for leadership in that direction. These guys were tough guys. They were bold. They knew what they wanted. They were dressed amazingly. They drove gorgeous cars. They really went after the things that they wanted in life. And I had just started being exposed to these folks. And I remember I had to sit down and make out what they call the 101 list, which was a list of 101 people that you know whether you know directly or through acquaintance in your life. They're like, everybody knows 101 people. And I found out that was pretty darn accurate once you started thinking about your mailman and your doctor and the receptionist in this office and, you know, all extended people or whatever, family, friends. And then the idea was that you learned how to do a presentation and you went and talked to them about this business opportunity with this network marketing company. And I was excited about everything but that. And I also knew that I didn't have anything unless I could actually do that. And I didn't even realize the difference between doing it, being effective, and sucking, just totally just being terrible at it. I did not understand any of that. So in those days, you'd go to the gas station and you'd pump gas in the car and you'd walk in to pay for the gas, right? It wasn't, you weren't putting the credit card outside. And when I would go to work, I would stop, I would get gas, I would get a Coke or something like that. I smoked back in those days. I'd get a pack of cigarettes. And I saw you go into the gas station. And I thought, okay, I have to get over this. I have to find the boldness in myself to begin. And so for me, and I think with everybody, it starts with a dream. Boldness is, number one, it's in every one of us. It's in every one of us. What I come to find out over a period of time is that God gave every one of us boldness, but we were talked out of it at some point in our life. When you're raised by people that have values that are kind of anti-bold, anything that you do that is bold, that it's aggressive, that is going after what you want, it gets stopped, it gets pushed down. You're actually corrected as if it's wrong to do that. And that was definitely the way that I was raised. So when I realized that I wanted something more than being afraid of my insecurity to have conversations, and then I got pissed because I thought to myself, you know something, this was actually something that I learned not to do. When I was a kid, I talked to everybody all the time. It didn't matter who they were. It didn't matter if I knew them or not. I would have conversations. And because of how I was raised, I had stopped doing that. And I thought to myself, damn it, I'm going to get this back. But it didn't go away just because I made that decision. I decided that I created my own exercise on how to change this. I had to meet with people just like most people do every day. Whether it was going to the gas station or going to work or going out and dealing with clients that I had from work or dealing with people that were working for me at work, whatever it was. And I thought, okay, what I'm going to do is I need to learn how to have a conversation again with somebody that I don't even know. And I made a decision that every single person that I would meet, I would do more than just say, hi, hello, how are you, nice day, right? Just the generalities that we do out of politeness when we meet a stranger. I was going to start a conversation. Not only was I going to start a conversation, but I was going to start a conversation that went into more intimate detail about their life. Not sexual, but intimate as in personal with their life, right? So I would go into a gas station and I would be paying my bill and the person would be behind the counter and I would say, how you doing? What's your name? How long have you lived here? Do you like doing this? Why are you working here? Is this your dream or are you doing something on the side? And I would literally start asking question after question after question after question and make myself stay in that situation as long as I possibly could without obviously taking away from the person's job or, you know, keeping people from behind me from checking out or whatever, but actually pushing myself through being uncomfortable and learning how to find that boldness inside of myself again, because it was there. I just needed to bring it up and I needed to get rid of all the insecurity that I had developed around it. And I actually needed to take authority back in my life over who I wanted to be as a man. And I also realized that a lot of that had been taken from me by various individuals as I was growing up. I'm not going to get into who they were, but various individuals had taken my masculinity and boldness away from me. They had made it wrong for me to be bold, wrong for me to be aggressive, wrong for me to go out and lead. I was taught that it was rude, that it was ignorant, that it was not polite, that we don't do that thing. And as I began to learn, one of the things that I realized was that you're not going to get anything in life if you don't, if you're not bold enough to go out and ask for what you want. And then after you learn to ask for what you want, how do you become influential in getting what you want? Not manipulative, but being able to influence others, right? In order to get what you want, to live your dreams, to help other people live their dreams, to do business, to make sales, to develop friendships. It requires that you're bold to be able to do that and to be, to stand in who you are as a person, which is something that's being totally destroyed today. I mean, not only are people crazy confused about who the hell they are, and we're tolerating this nonsense, the other thing behind this is that as a person sits by and watches this crazy time that we're going through as a people in a world, it makes people scared to death to not conform, because the whole idea is that if you don't conform, we're going to cancel your ass and you're not going to be able to function in life at all. Now, a couple of bold people have pushed back on that idea and said, you could take this and stuff it, and we're going to do who we're going to do, be, and behave who we actually are, regardless of what you think. And they realized something, and it did help other people realize this, but not enough. We need more people to realize this. And the idea behind it is this: you cannot be canceled unless you agree to that bullshit. In other words, you have to agree to being canceled in order to be canceled, right? Being canceled is no different than any other time in history when people decided to tear you down, rip you apart, and demonize you for being different in the world. And the only way that you stop moving forward with that is if you agree with them and then you say, I can't do this because they called me names, or they accused me of this, or they said that I'm that. And then you start shutting yourself down because you're afraid of what the ramification is. Today, we got to stand up and push back that, right? We got to stand up and say, fuck off. This is the direction I'm going with my life, and this is who I am. And I don't care what you think. Because there's a whole world out there that is receptive to you being bold, for you to bring your gifts to the world, for you to bring your business to the world, for you to bring who you are as an individual, your uniqueness, the things that you're creating, how you're adding to the world as an individual. But we need bold people to be able to do it. We need people to be able to stand up and say what's right and say what's wrong and claim what they want in this life. That is the direction that will ultimately turn everything around. It's starting to turn, but more and more people need to hear the message, especially men, that they need to stand in their boldness for who they are and literally go after what it is that they want. That day that I started doing that changed everything for me. Because boldness, what was required on my part to make all the decisions that need to be made to get where I am today. Without boldness, none of it would happen. I would have been afraid to leave my job. I would have been afraid to tell them that I'm leaving. I would have been afraid to go out and ask for what I want. I would have been afraid to make sales. I would have been afraid to hire people. I would have been afraid to charge people. I would have been afraid to like, I'm a speaker, I'm a coach, I'm an author. I push people for a living. I would have been afraid to push people past what's comfortable for them because that's what they're asking me to do to help them grow. I'd have been, no, they might not like me, or I might upset them, or they might get angry. It required me to step into being bold. And boldness was not something that I learned on the outside. Although I will say that the mentorship that I had, the men that were examples in my life, watching them gave me the ability to be bold with giving myself permission to be able to do it, right? Because I realized that's the destiny. It is in that direction. It is about you becoming everything that you can be, and damn it, you've got to be bold to do it. So start today. Ask yourself, number one, who am I? And be bold about it. And you be as big and as bright and as amazing as you actually want to be, and then you go out there and boldly bring it to the world. We'll talk to you soon. Hey everybody, David Nagel here. Thanks for listening. We talked about boldness. If you know somebody that needs this message in their life, please invite them to give this a listen. It won't cost them anything, and it could help them gain their self-respect and completely change the direction of their life. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.